Hello.
This is a celebration of multicultural arts. We're going to sing. Oh, should I say, we're ready to start now. We're going to sing a couple South African freedom songs first. Should I explain these or does everybody know them? Again? These are South African freedom songs.
Freedom is coming, oh yes I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know. Oh yes I know, oh yes I know. Jesus is coming, oh yes I know.
Thank you. Let's think what we could do if we practiced. Right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It's major.
No, it's minor. Beginning is minor.
Hallelujah, we sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness. Christ the Lord to us said, I am wine, I am bread, I am wine. Thirst and hunger, Christ the Lord to us said, I am wine, I am bread, I am wine, I am bread. Give to all who thirst and hunger. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah. We sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness. Now he sends us all out, strong in faith, free of doubt. Strong in faith, free of doubt. Tell to all the joyful gospel. Now he sends us all out, strong in faith, free of doubt. Strong in faith, free of doubt. Tell to all the joyful gospel, hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness, hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness, hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with gladness, hallelujah.
We'll come back later and do some more. We're really blessed this week to have not one but two poets in the village. So we'll have a battle of the poets. No, it's all non-competitive. The first poet we're going to hear from, you heard from earlier in Vespers, Leona Welsh. Leona?
Want this? Most folks don't like short people because they always have to mess with the mic. You know, I can't miss a cue. I didn't know they were going to do that song about freedom, so I'm going to do a poem about freedom. I'm reading from my work, Black Gibraltar, which was published in 1971. This poem is called The Birth of Freedom. And I wrote this poem right after I had had our third child. And you, if you've had a child, you will recognize the birth thing, feeling in this poem. Freedom, freedom. I watched your life take shape. For time and too much time again, I awaited the day of your inevitable conception, led only by the copulation of justice and her mad lover, time. Now I await your procrastinated birth. I see the wound of a black habitat enlarge with the beauty yet fiery of you taking form. I press my ear against the abdomen of an estranged people and hear the angry pounding heartbeat of a fetus too slow becoming. Now your day is upon them. Your hour has come. Neither man nor his assumed powers can keep you unborn. You will come, announced by the claps of black thunder and the voices of your unwanted predecessors, slavery, rejection, ignorance, and deprivation. And from those who will cherish your life, now the masters of their manhood, let freedom cling. Times of labor's timely contractions in the uterus of righteousness. Jolting to a frightful reality, those who sought to abort you when contracepting fail. The moans and groans of a hard endured labor need never again be heard. Pushing, pushing, and then pushing the vigorous, unforeseen strength of her who bore you. And in you, blackness was reborn. And I can always relate to delayed reactions. I have a few of those as I go through life. I had a birthday a couple of days ago, and that's the only way I can explain my delayed reactions. Some African music here, and I mean, you don't have to do any now, I'm just saying, in keeping with the mood you've set. Once, this is called Unbecoming Civilized. Once I danced along the Nile while freedom drums commanded my blood. I played in nature's own playground, basking in a free sun and breathing a virgin air. I bowed to trivial lords, the masters of their world. I was at peace. Even the beast, who prey with no mercy on life, rendered homage to a proud land. And they came, spreading white sands over black soil. The hunter's gun drowned out the ritual drums. Black lords bowed to white gods, a virgin heir was molested, and the Nile overflowed herself with the blood of a nation, becoming civilized. I want to take you into a dream I had once. It was a nightmare, actually. I dreamed they were trying to kill off soul. Now, I don't mean the kind of soul we express because we want to get to heaven. I'm talking about soul as in walking black, talking black, eating black, spending my money black, all these other feelings that come out in the music. I dreamed they were killing those things, and I woke up crying. I dreamt that the world was a Fox Plaza, that there was no Davis Avenue, Rampart Street, nor Buttermilk Bottom. I dreamt of over-sophisticated black women, of black teenagers no longer dancing the boogaloo in theater lobbies, of black boys without transistor radios. The world was cold. I dreamt they were killing off soul. I dreamt that my grandmama threw away her recipe for crackling cornbread, that collard greens could no longer grow in American soil, and to simmer up a roaster of loud-smelling chitlins was unlawful, punishable by a year's supply of shake and bake. I cried. I dreamt they were killing my soul. I dreamt of caviar instead of potato chips, of playing bridge instead of tonk, of eating cream peas and parfait, of salad forks and finger bowls. I dreamt of getting together with my friends and talking about Bernstein Stein instead of Ray Charles. I dreamt of Zunoism. I cried. I dreamt the soul had died. Pretty bad dream. I'm going to end by taking you back to Alabama when I was growing up. A little nostalgia here. I was in a Catholic church once, and you'll see some images of that. And if there are any of you who've been down south, you will recognize maybe some pecan trees or some fig trees or some things of that sort. This is called Happiness Was. Happiness was a faded blue uniform skirt three sisters old, a rundown brown Plymouth, 10 years outdated. Happiness was China berries and pop guns on Saturday evening, squeezing in one more venial sin on the way to clearing the air. It was the Booker T Theater on a stormy Sunday evening. It was crabbing for a pot of gumbo, shaking down a forbidden pecan tree and running with the goods. Happiness was laughing when someone else got your whipping and feeling bad about it later. It was three dirt rings behind one behind one tub of bath water and a piece of octagon soap. It was not telling who wet the bed or fighting for the last chicken wing and ending up sharing it three ways. Happiness was a beat-up rocking chair out under a rotten fig loaded, a fig tree loaded with rotten figs. A rain puddle chicken yard and bare feet stepping over already stepped in chicken's pride. Happiness was mama, waiting until you got in bed and asking if you wanted a piece of cake she had just brought back from sodality meeting. It was novena on the church steps on Monday night. It was cheating the Lord out of half of his allowance on Sunday morning. Happiness was daddy running around with no shirt and very little pants, barbecuing over a crass relic of a washpot pit. Happiness was Wingate Beach and a stomach full of fried chicken washed down with salt water. It was a newspaper umbrella, rolled up jeans, excuse me, adventurous toes on a 200-degree pavement. Happiness was stealing honeysuckle juice from a hungry bee and daring him to get mad. It was a mosquito hawk on the clothesline. It was playing after dark by the light of lightning bugs and rewarding them with a short mason jar prison term. Happiness was looking for the Big Dipper from the back porch and finding the entire universe. Happiness was this and, and more. Excuse me, I've been using my voice a lot. Happiness was this and more. It was me, you, them, they, y'all. Happiness was us. Thank you.
Thank you, Leona. Leona, before we started tonight, told me that we had a gospel singer that I didn't know about, and that she might be willing to sing a song or two. And so I grabbed Ruby Williams, and she said, yes, she would be willing to. So this is Ruby Williams. She's going to sing some gospel.
Amen. Oh, I have told you, I said it myself, but I know this man. singer, but I use the word at our church. I'm not a preacher, but I learned to hold the flow until the preacher get there. So I'm going to sing a few verses of this song. It's not going to be a long song. It's going to be kind of short. And I see my pastor sitting over there grinning at me because he's been trying to get me to do something for years. So I'm going to try to attempt to sing a few verses. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Well, he made a way for me, and he'll make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Well, he made a way for my mother, and he made a way for my father, too. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. When I was sick in misery, long came the Lord. He rescued me. That's why I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you.
Maybe in a little bit we get you to come back and do another one. Okay, yeah. And now our other poet from Philadelphia by way of Seattle. This is Bernard Harris.
Before I get started, I would like to ask Ruby Williams to come on back up here and do another song for us, please. Just one more.
Church, they said, that's Rufus Kona. I don't, I usually sing from there, I talk from there, what am I doing? So I'm going to sing a few verses. I'm not going to hold too long because I know y'all waiting for, we usually say terminology ready for the show, get on the road. So, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, you know, if you're looking below, what I'm going through, show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, help me today, help me to take one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, you know, if you're looking below, what I'm going through, Do you remember when you walked among men, how they were now and then pushing and shelving, clouding my mind? Lord, help me today, help me to take one day at a time. Do you remember when you walk with me, how they put their arms in his? Just show me stairway I have to climb. Lord, help me today, help me to take one day at a time. Thank you.
Amen, sister. I will gladly sit down and listen to you anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, I really must say that Holden Village has been quite an experience for me, my wife, and my aunt. We really didn't know what to expect when we were invited, and it has lived up to every expectation that I never expected. Just to give you a brief example, I never expected to buy a t-shirt with Nelson Mandela on the front of it in the place of this. So you really ought to be commended, because your work is absolutely outstanding, and I will certainly be back here next year. To give you a little background about myself, I am originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've been in the Seattle area for approximately 10 years, thank you, by way of the U.S. Coast Guard. Thank you, Uncle Sam. The poetry I started about 15 years ago in Philadelphia while I was a very angry young man. And for those of you who were present at my session last night, you got a taste of some of the anger in my early development of the poetry. With all due respect to the children in the house tonight, I will refrain from some of the more controversial pieces, and I will share with you, first of all, has anybody in here ever had surgery or had to stay in the hospital? By show of hands. Anybody ever had to stay in the hospital or had surgery? Okay, so this next piece that I'm about to share with you, you may be able to relate to a little bit better. This is called Restless Recovery. Surgery was misery, and then there was post-op recovery. Now, a patient to patience, the true discovery. You know, I get tired, but I can't sleep. Amplified echoes of my own heartbeat. Syndicated politics, sex, and religion. You know, I get tired of watching television. I get tired of all the bad news of corporate America and the drugs they use. And by the way, what do Eastwood and Reagan have in common anyway? I get tired just healing my wound when Mayor Good and Mr. President assure me inevitably doom. I get tired of too much time on my hands, only doctor bills, insurance claims, and of course those wedding plans. So-called coworkers, my liberal boss and his boss too, You know, they all believe in my happiness found somewhere under their shoe. Fatigue lingers on my last American dreams. All men are created equal. A vicious punchline, so it seems. I get tired of reaching, of striving, of stretching for success when I'm the surest market in which I care to invest. Real weary from waiting for Mr. Sandman, too far out of sight. I bet I can look forward to yet another restless night. I get tired, but I can't sleep. Amplified echoes of my own heartbeat. The back of my eyelids are much too deep, and I pray to God my soul to keep. I wrote that in 86. That was really a result of extreme boredom. You know, when you get cooped up for 2 months, and it's like, you know, what am I going to do besides bang my head against the wall? This next piece I'm going to share with you is entitled Peaceful Evening, and I really want to share this one with you mainly because one of the reasons I agreed to come out here was to get away from the city. As beautiful as Seattle is, it's still the urban city. And up here at Holden Village, I've seen portraits that only God can paint. So it's really refreshing for me to come up here and get closer to nature, have a better understanding of nature. Thank you, Dick. I appreciate it. It's been really rejuvenating for me. So when I go back to work Saturday night, I will have a much better attitude about my coworkers and the mail that I send to all of you. I work for the post office. This is entitled Peaceful Evening. And when I wrote it, I was thinking of my wife. Last night, the phone rang, I think. Someone knocked on my door 2 or 3 times. Outside, I heard a friendly horn blow right beneath my bedroom window, just as the screaming sirens had just died off into the distance. I believe I heard about some bad news in and between some meaningless commercials, and the illest bebop, hip-hop, nonstop rap record around on the radio. Fortunately, the only one I let in was you. Now, that's about as close as I get to love poems. I'm not really when it comes to writing, I should say, I'm not really the romantic type. Leona, that's, you can have that part, you know. I'll back you up on all the other stuff. Speaking of Nelson Mandela, though, he is one of my modern-day heroes, a man who can suffer the injustice that he has and still come out with the dignity that he has is certainly something to be marveled at. Another one of my heroes is a bit more controversial, and that man is Malcolm X. And I wrote a piece about Malcolm and my interpretation of him and his work, and I entitled it Brother Malcolm. I miss my brother Malcolm, but surely he's not gone. I hear his voice every day, and his message keeps me strong. Dignity, equality, and of course unity will always be the goal for every member of the human family, each and every soul. You see, God made no mistake when he made us black, white, yellow, or brown. Being the beneficent God that he is, he passed his blessings around. So America must understand to live up to its creed of justice, truth, and liberty, and not by spending millions on a statue of bigotry. I miss my brother Malcolm, but I'll keep his vision always in sight. As a black man in America, equal rights will forever be a fight. Understand, brothers, though our enemies may be in power, victory will be for all men in the last hour. So if we must struggle to keep our culture, our heritage, our dignity, then it must be done by any means necessary. Ironically enough, that was a poem that I was requested to write for a young man in seventh grade who was working on a school project, and I understand he got an A. One of my most recent pieces, as I mentioned, I work in the post office where there is the entire rainbow of people. I'm talking white, black, yellow, brown, you name it, they work for the government there at the post office. And I was going through some trials and tribulations. And again, poetry for me is like release. It makes me feel better. It's like, what's with this fly? It's like poetry is like therapy, really, for me, because, you know, in Philly, I could have gone another way, but I was blessed with the insight to hold back a lot of my initial reaction to the conditions under which I lived. This is a piece called Wake Up, People. Wake up. Wake up, people. Hear what I am saying. The hour is late. There's no time for playing. Realize and open your eyes. Injustice will induce our ultimate demise. Racism makes life unlivable. Makes me feel like a social criminal. Sly, real slick, and subtly subliminal. Done discreetly, neatly, completely, a camouflage conspiracy designed to defeat me. Wake up, people, wake up, try to understand. What I'm talking about is the brotherhood of man. Hypocrisy and prejudice is not in God's plan. And he won't help you until you take a stand. So grab a hand of the brother of color, and then hug his dad, his sister, and mother. And then maybe, ultimately, we'll all act like the human family. And then we won't act. It may come naturally. Maybe not tonight, but eventually. Wake up, people, wake up. We need to get busy now, on the double. Can't you see the very earth is in trouble? No more jungles, a big hole in the sky. Acid showers and planes that don't fly. No respect for nature, if there's any wonder why. All the movers and shakers and policy makers suffering serious shut-eye. Wake up, people, wake up. Hear what I'm saying. By now, we should be on our knees praying. Instead, our own kind, we keep on slaying. Perpetrating, discriminating, raising generations to grow up hating. The black man, the yellow, the brown, and the red one. Believing the only good one is a dead one. Wake up, people, wake up. I only have time for a few more minutes, and I intend to stretch this thing to the very limit. And if you can't get to that, then you're not even in it. Wake up, people, wake up. The time is now. I got one more. Please, I got one more. One that is entitled Emoja. Emoja is Swahili for the word unity. And when I wrote this piece, I only had African Americans in mind, but the older I get, the more I realize that if I'm a child of God, as you are, then we all have one Father that all makes us brothers and sisters. Is that not right? So what we got to do is understand the forces that try to keep us apart. Don't listen to those voices. They are not from the heart. We must recognize the strength in unity. If we only joined our minds, oh, how strong we could be. Can you imagine no more corruption, instead instruction for our future children? Just what type of America would we have then? Surely we'd set the example for every sister and brother, and not just for us, but the whole world's people of color. So wherever you go, let your love glow, spread the faith, and share the pride. Then one by one by one, each of us will know the greatness of being unified. Thank you very much.
We're gonna have our 20-minute choir do a couple more tunes. One's real simple. By the second verse, you should be singing with us. We are marching in the light of God. That's the only words.
In the light of God.
This one, the next couple, I think a lot of the staff know, and a lot of the guests know, and if they don't know it, they should learn it. So you'll get it real quick. It's real simple.
We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. Together we have victory. Hand holding hand. Hand holding hand. Hand holding hand. Together we have victory. Hand holding hand. Hand holding hand. Hand holding hand. Never ever put to fight. We're about to win. We're about to win. We are about to win. Never ever put to fight. We're about to win. We're about to win. We are about to win. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started. We shall not give up the fight. We have only started. We have only started. We have only started.
We're gonna do one more. Well, we have to. We have one more. We practice. This one you should know too. This simply means "Send me, Lord."
To Mamina, to Mamina, to Mamina, to Mamina. Tomorrow.
Thanks to Leona, Bernard, and Ruby. Thank you all.